From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Bahrain's crown prince has called for calm after a violent day of anti-government protests in the capital. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Manama, where he says dozens of people are wounded after being shot by troops.
After four funerals to bury Thursday's dead, a crowd of demonstrators advanced on the Pearl Roundabout chanting Salmiya, Salmiya, the Arabic word for peaceful. The troops opened fire with live ammunition, witnesses and medical workers said, and the avenue was soon filled with ambulances trying to collect the wounded. Bahrain's king asked the crown prince to launch a national dialogue in an effort to find a peaceful solution to the crisis. But the country's leading Shiite cleric said the government was offering only a choice between what he called total surrender and massacre after massacre. The White House condemned the violence and repeated its call for restraint. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Manama, Bahrain.
A NATO soldier has died in a roadside bombing in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Orange reports that in the north of the country, a German soldier was killed by a man wearing an Afghan army uniform.
NATO and Afghan officials have not yet determined if the man who attacked a group of German troops in northern Afghanistan was an Afghan soldier or an imposter. He opened fire on the soldiers while they worked on a vehicle inside their base in the town of Polikhumri in the province of Baghlan. Just last month, an Afghan soldier killed one Italian serviceman in western Afghanistan. NATO officials stressed that these incidents are rare, but they are still disconcerting to international trainers who are trying to stand up a functioning Afghan army to take over security for the country by 2014. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Wisconsin's Republican governor is urging 14 missing Democratic senators to return to the state for a vote on a controversial austerity plan. The lawmaker and thousands of Wisconsin protesters are opposing cuts Governor Scott Walker plans to make to pay, benefits, and collective bargaining rights for public employees.
The folks outside have every right to be heard, but there's 5.5 million people in this state, and certainly the taxpayers of this state have every right to be heard. We're not going to allow for 1 minute the protesters to feel like they can drown out the voices of those millions of taxpayers all across the state of Wisconsin.
Walker says major cuts are necessary to prevent the state from going broke. Wisconsin is projected to have a $3.6 billion budget shortfall. A small earthquake jarred nerves from southern Alabama to the Florida Panhandle, causing no damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 3.5 magnitude quake was centered near the tip of Fort Morgan Peninsula, about 35 miles south of Mobile. People as far away as Birmingham and residents of Pensacola, Florida, said they felt the shaking. Wall Street closed on a positive note, extending strength gains for the week. This is NPR News. The U.S. is exercising its veto power in the U.N. Security Council, blocking approval of a U.N. resolution to condemn Israeli settlements as illegal. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, says the U.S. also opposes the settlements, but
it is the Israelis and Palestinians conflict, and even the best-intentioned outsiders cannot resolve it for them.
Supporters of Palestinians worldwide are certain to protest the U.S. veto. The embattled administrator of a $20 billion fund to pay claims from Gulf of Mexico oil spill victims was disrupted during his testimony before a Florida lawmaker today when some of those victims started shouting and calling the claimed czar a liar. Florida Public Radio's Trebell Gomes was at that meeting.
BP need to leave.
Art Rocker of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference walked out of the committee meeting singing this rendition of We Shall Overcome, blasting Feinberg for his handling of the claims process. Feinberg rebukes the claim that his facility isn't serving the people of Florida.
Florida has received and will continue to receive more money promptly than any other state in the Gulf.
Feinberg says he's determined to make sure things are more transparent. For NPR News, I'm Trimmel Gomes in Tallahassee.
Wall Street closed the week on a positive note. The Dow rose 73 points to close at 12,391. The Nasdaq added 2 points to close at 2833, and the S&P 500 was up nearly 3 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.